This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Tourists are blamed for ruining the beautiful blue color of a hot spring in Yellowstone National Park by throwing coins and other objects into the water. Morning Glory Pool and its crystal clear blue color in Yellowstone's Upper Geyser Basin has attracted visitors ever since the national park was established in the late 1800s. The pool was named for its resemblance to the blue Morning Glory flower, but the spring hardly bears any similarities to the plant after years of slowly turning into a pit of orange-yellow rust-like color with a green-hued center. The National Park Service said that the pool became the victim of vandalism as it grew in popularity. Over the years, tourists have thrown coins, trash, rocks, and logs into the water. The debris that was tossed inside became embedded into the sides and vents of the spring, reducing its water circulation and its naturally hot water temperature. And the detritus interfered with the natural processes that gave the pool its distinctive color. The orange and yellow colored bacteria now thrive in the pool as a result of the cooler water, changing the brilliant blue for which the pool was known and named. The vandalism started more than 100 years ago with people throwing stuff into Morning Glory Pool and into other geysers and pools around Yellowstone that now are filled with coins, handkerchiefs, and other objects. Former Yellowstone Park Ranger Jeff Henry said that he and a team had carefully fished out hundreds of objects from the Morning Glory Pool as part of a restorative initiative in 1991. Ranger Henry said, "We found tons, probably thousands of coins. The main park road used to go right by Morning Glory, so that would account for some of the metal parts that looked like car parts chucked into the bottom of the pool." While the objects have damaged the thermal levels of the pool, Henry said the National Park Service no longer makes thorough cleaning of the pools a priority due to its policy of preserving natural elements as they are. Some of the debris thrown into the Morning Glory Pool over the last 100 years has embedded itself into the rock and sediment. The National Park Service said that vandalism has decreased in recent years, but it still remains a problem. Ranger Henry said, "I don't see anywhere near as many coins in pools as I used to back in my early days in the park. The bottoms of the more accessible springs used to be paved with coins, but now it's pretty rare to see anything thrown into the pools." United States national parks are no stranger to tourists causing damage. In June, two people were caught on social media smashing ancient and federally protected red rock formations in a national park in Nevada. In August, three tourists paid fines and faced prison time for firing paintball guns inside Joshua Tree National Park in California. Gibson Guitar Company is celebrating its 130th anniversary. Gibson, founded in Nashville in 1894 by Orville Gibson, is one of only around 1,000 companies in the United States that are more than a century old. That's less than 0.5% of all businesses in America. To commemorate its 130th anniversary, Gibson Guitar has handcrafted a limited edition anniversary guitar in its Bozeman, Montana acoustic guitar facility. The J45 Orville Artisan Guitar features details including intricate mother-of-pearl and abalone inlays made up of more than 100 individual pieces of shell adorning the fretboard and peghead, among other custom 130th anniversary signifiers. Just 30 of the special commemorative edition guitars will be made, each listed at $11,999. For decades, Gibson's U.S. acoustic guitar factory was based in Michigan. But in 1987, Gibson purchased the Flatiron Mandolin Company in Bozeman and moved its domestic acoustic guitar production from Kalamazoo, Michigan to Big Sky Country. In 2022, the company expanded the factory, located in an industrial park off North 19th on the northeast side of Bozeman. Bozeman's dry and stable climate is ideal for guitars, as dramatic swings in humidity and temperature can cause problems for wooden instruments. The Bozeman production facility employs around 300 people. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.